Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off. Hello, America, and welcome to a new edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News, where it is today, Wednesday, and big, big news. We broke a big story overnight, and the man who helped us break it, Congressman Lance Gooden from the great state of Texas, is joining us to describe it. What is it that we broke? Well, buckle your seatbelt. You probably have seen these images of people, illegal immigrants, getting onto planes, getting onto buses, and they're getting transported into the interior country. And they're all carrying this manila-like envelope. It's a big envelope. Well, thanks to Congressman Gooden and one of the whistleblowers that provided him information, we got one of those packages. And what do those packages show? Well, they show that nonprofits aligned with the Biden administration, aligned with the idea that we should let as many illegal immigrants into the country as possible and disperse them from the points of entry into the interior of the country, that they basically put together an all-encompassing travel package. Think of it like when you go on a cruise or you get a Disney vacation, you get that nice package that comes in the mail and it has all, you know, concierge service, everything you need is done. Well, this is what these nonprofits, we focus on one in San Diego, it's a Jewish nonprofit, but there are many of them, Catholic Charities, Lutheran Services, they're all helping the Biden administration spread the illegal aliens across this country, making it harder later to have them show up for hearings or to be deported as they should be since they violated the law by coming into the country without a lawful purpose. But what is in those packages? That's the big question, right? This welcome packet. Well, let me tell you what we found in the packet. Then we're going to let Congressman Lance Gooden from the great state of Texas tell you more. All right. So in the package, you get itineraries and information. You get free quality hotel rooms, like 3- and 4-star hotels to stay at until your plane is there. Then they buy you a plane ticket, like United Airlines plane ticket. They offer a ride to the airport. They even offer you an escort through the airport if you've never gone through an American airport. They have travel maps of the United States, just like a AAA would give you. And they have a letter of instruction to the Transportation Security Agency. That's the group that screens you in the airports. And asking them to let this illegal migrant bypass the official photo ID requirements. They may not have all of the ID that normally would be required to get on a flight. Give them a special pat down through a special service and let them through without having to comply with the same photo ID requirements that you and I must follow. That's just a little bit of what was in this package. You can see this story. It's a top Just the News. It is the biggest story on our site by a mile today. Welcome packet reveals concierge travel service for Biden illegals courtesy of nonprofits. Really remarkable story that myself and Bethany Blankley broke. And because you are in the Justin News family because you are listeners of the John Solomon podcast. You got a little touch of this yesterday. You got an early heads up. No one knew about it except if you listened on the podcast. Now you got the story. You can actually hold the package in your hands. It's embedded in the dig-in tool of my story. And now we're going to give you an exclusive interview with the congressman who intercepted this package through whistleblowers, through people who believe what's going on is not proper. And he's going to come on this show and describe why you should be concerned and what can be done about it. In just a few seconds, Lance Gooden, the congressman from the great state of Texas, will be here. In the meantime, I see some breaking news about to come out on the Just the News site. Don't go away. We're going to come right back and we're going to tell you what that is. And I think we're going to have a breaking news guest even before the congressman gets here. I have a funny feeling we're going to be able to get the former defense secretary, Christopher Miller, on this show because something big just happened. Another mainstream media / Democratic narrative just imploded. I mean, was blown to smithereens right after this commercial break. We're going to tell you what happened and hopefully we'll have Secretary Chris Miller. We'll be right back. Listen to those messages. Don't move the dial. We want you to hear what we have breaking just now. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off. Hey folks, if you're a homeowner and you're like me, you want to protect your home, right? But when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? If you never have, listen to this. A new report on homeowners shows we all now have $16 trillion in equity. That's an all-time high in America. That's why you need protection from a scam the FBI calls house stealing. That's when the equity in all of our homes is the target, sadly, of scammers. If nobody's watching the title to your home, these scammers can transfer your title to their name, take out loans, and your equity could be gone. Poof, gone. You have to protect your equity from this despicable crime right now with triple lock protection from my good friends at HomeTitleLock.com. The first step is to check on your home's title to see if it's still in your name. Sign up with your address at HomeTitleLock.com and be sure to use the promo code JustNews. They're going to send you a complete title scan of your home's title and your first 30 days of triple lock home title protection. That's legendary protection, by the way. It's free. HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code JustNews. One more time, go to HomeTitleLock.com today and protect your most important asset, the equity in your home. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. We're going to preempt our regular programming for a second. Yes, we're going to get you back to that big border story. But before we get there, some breaking news just occurred. The Inspector General of the United States Pentagon has concluded that the media and Nancy Pelosi and everyone else who reported there was a delay of National Guard troops on the January 6th riot, they were wrong. There was no delay. There was no inappropriate behavior by the Pentagon. They moved with lightning speed, just like we've been telling you on Just the News. And here to react to it is a man who was vilified unfairly, the former acting defense secretary of the Pentagon, Chris Miller. Secretary Miller, good to have you on today.
John, honored. Can't thank you enough for highlighting this and you standing up for truth, justice, fair play. And your listeners, I know, completely understand what's going on. And I'm just thrilled to be here today. And I'm glad you're taking the time to make sure people know what's going on.
Yeah, it's such an important story. We have to remind people how vilified you were. There was all these headlines saying the Pentagon withheld the troops. Remind us just what it was like to be the guy who actually offered the troops 2 days in advance. They don't take you up on the day of, you move by lightning speed to get them there to help. And yet the story becomes you dragged your feet. How did that happen?
John, I'll probably just wander. You're going to have to jack me up when I start just spewing because, you know, it's
personally painful, isn't it?
It was, man. And, you know, more than that, the members of our armed forces are miraculous and remarkable people, and they represent the very best in America and represent us. And to have them like criticized for somehow being, you know, incompetent, to me was just the height of just hypocrisy. It hurt, man. I didn't mind. Hey, I'm a public official, right? I don't mind getting vilified and attacked by all those people. I about said morons, but that would be unfair, and I get criticized by my wife for being mean-spirited. But I understand that that's my role, but I knew how, you know, I did 27 years in the Army. I've been in the District of Columbia National Guard when I was 18 years old.
Right.
I knew what those kids were going through. And then to get just, Pentagon got thrown under the bus. And you know what I think it is? I think some of it, John, you know, so few people serve these days, and that's all right. Only 6% of the population are veterans. We know on the Hill, well, 1/5 of our legislators have military experience. Anybody that knows how the military works would go, wow, they responded really with alacrity and professionalism. But then just to get thrown under the bus by the politicians, John, it broke my heart, man. It broke my heart.
I can't imagine. I mean, there's this extraordinary man. I'm just going to read this statement because after all the things that were said, including by the commanding general of the D.C. Guard, who was wrong, the report concludes that Major General William Walker was wrong. I honor him for his service to the country, but he was wrong about the way he did this. We determined that DOD officials did not delay or obstruct the DOD's response to the Capitol Police request for assistance on January 6th. You can't have it any more clear than that. And they lay out this timetable. The request comes in at 2:20 by, let's see, I'm going to get this right.
The guy that ran Capitol Hill Police. Yeah.
Right. 1:49, he first discusses it. He makes the request at 2:20. By 3:04, in less than 40 minutes, you've approved the plan. By 4:43, the deployment plan is there. By 5:15, the troops are on the move, and they're there at 6. No delay at all. I mean, swift decision-making by any standard. Forget the government, any standard. Why do you think this story was allowed to fester for basically now 11 months?
Straight politics. I was so naive. I couldn't believe it. When it comes to national security, I thought we're all on the same team. I was really horrified that it had become so partisan. You know, your military is not a voting bloc. They're spread out all over the United States, so they don't have a voice. They really don't have a political constituency, except right. In a handful of places, you know, like Newport News, Virginia, and maybe San Diego, of course. But that's a small representation with 435 representatives. So I think they literally went, okay, we can, you know, be up on the armed forces in the Pentagon because they can't fight back. I just want to highlight. So, John, I got notified at 3 p.m. that day. Hey, we knew we were going to get involved.
Right.
But we're the executive branch, right? We're the armed forces. The legislative branch owns Capitol Hill. The executive branch just doesn't send people up there, troops particularly. John, can you imagine what would have happened if I would have sent armed forces up to Capitol Hill?
Without any plan, right? Yeah.
John, I would have been accused of launching a coup. You know I would have been. So I was aware of that. And we just don't send military forces to Capitol Hill, the legislative branch, unless we're invited. I was notified at 3 p.m. of the request to mobilize the National Guard and move on and support law enforcement on Capitol Hill. Made that call at 3:04. Then there are these people that are like, oh, but nothing really happened for a while. John, this isn't a video game,
right?
This isn't Call of Duty. This isn't Halo. You just don't transport forces across town you also, I had an obligation to the mothers, fathers, spouses, children of those soldiers that were going right into harm's way to make sure that they were properly equipped, make sure that things were coordinated with law enforcement. When you're in a huge fight, you just don't roll in. That's a recipe for disaster.
Because fog of war can create casualties. You get friendly fire. You're trying to avoid those things.
John, that's it. So, you know, that's why I'm just so gratified that the Inspector General is independent. I mean, remember, the Inspector General is appointed, is confirmed by the Senate. This isn't like some, you know, rubber stamp group. They're paid. Sometimes they do get politicized. I'm not going to say, John, I got to tell you, I thought I was going to get pushed under the bus based on, I thought, you know, the Pentagon leadership, current Pentagon leadership and White House leadership would put their fingers on the scales because for political expediency. So yeah. I was really amazed when the IG report, and like you brought up, haven't seen a single thing in mainstream media. It's just like, you know, nothing to see here. So I'm glad you're talking about it.
This is so important. And, you know, we just walked through. I mean, Russia collusion was the first story where for 2 years, the American people were bamboozled by the media. Lafayette Square, that turned out not to be true. The bounties, Russian bounties on the head of U.S. troops in Afghanistan, not true. This one is going to fall into that category. We were sold a bad bill of goods, and it came at the expense of a really good public servants like yourself, Kash Patel, some of the people in the White House. They get all smeared, and now 11 months later, finally, your reputation gets restored. Is there a lesson? Are you surprised by the state of the news media? I mean, you're a public servant. You focused most of your career on military service and just serving the government, but has the media become a distraction to the American people?
John, I could talk for like 45 minutes. You got a show with other things going on. Hey, I'm telling you, I actually believed in the power of journalism and the Fourth Estate, and I thought there were still journalistic standards and integrity. And I went into this just like a babe in the woods, only to find I was horrified to learn how few reputable journalists there are. There are a handful out there now, but they are few and far between. And the news sources that I relied on growing up, now all of a sudden I'm part of the story and I see how biased and incorrect. And just the way they slant their coverage was horrifying to me. And I think it's really troubling for America. I think, hey, John, I'm telling you, there are no victims. There are only volunteers. We can take this thing back, man.
Yeah.
And we have to. We have to. And that's why it's important that what you're doing is just like, here's the rest of the story, to use one of our heroes of days gone by that most people don't remember, the Harvey broadcasts.
Right. Yeah. No, listen, there was an era where journalism mostly got things right. And they, even if they had personal biases, they tried to leave them at the door. And there was a neutrality in the stories. Today, everything is hyper wrong and hyper partisan. And I just don't understand the rest of the colleagues in my profession, many of them, not all of them, many of them, because they're squandering a great position in the American landscape that the founding fathers in this country gave them. And it comes at the expense of people like you. You have been fully vindicated today, Secretary Miller. And for those who got this story wrong and those who perpetrated the false story, there should be some more accountability than just the IG report saying you were right. So we're so grateful for you to come on and react so quickly. And we're also glad that the truth finally came out about the work you did. You moved quickly, speedily, you followed the processes, and you did something to help the Capitol, and you're finally getting the credit you deserve.
Thanks, John. Best to you guys. Best to your audience. Early Thanksgiving wishes to everybody, and keep doing what you're doing, my friend.
Well, the same. And thank you for all your service. You have been a public servant for a very long time, and we are deeply grateful for that. So have a great Thanksgiving, and thanks for the quick breaking news. It's fun to break into a show when we have something this big.
Thank you. All the best.
All right, folks, take a quick commercial break, and now we're going to go back to the Texas border where we've got another big story with Congressman Lance Gooden in just a few seconds. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a four-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right, you heard me right, 4 years for 30 bucks. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. And as promised, a very special guest, somebody who made a big splash of news this morning right here on Just the News. We're so grateful to welcome to the show for the first time, Congressman Lance Gooden from the great state of Texas. Congressman, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you for your help and in our efforts. We really appreciate it.
This is an amazing story. I've been getting calls from all over the country since it broke overnight. This travel package, this it looks like a cruise package you'd get if you were, you know, going on vacation, except it's to help an illegal alien get into the country and hide somewhere in the middle of the country. A lot of security concerns here, but I want to focus on one that you brought out in our story, because I think it's the number one reason that people are going to be scared about this. The TSA is being asked to waive normal ID requirements for these illegal aliens when they get on these flights. Your worries about that?
Oh, well, it's terrible. What happens is these nonprofit groups, which I think we'll touch on in a bit, they're giving these packets out to these illegals who are from God knows where and giving them instructions for how to get past security. Once they get to the airport, they have no ID in most cases. They are going through security, and in some cases, they're even pre-boarding, which leads me to believe the airlines are in on this scam. And we've had several reports of some air marshals. You know, air marshals, when they board a flight, they have to go and identify themselves to the pilot and the crew. Hey, I'm armed. I'm going to be on your flight. Typically, that happens before anyone boards. In some cases, they've boarded. And these packet holders, I'll call them, are already seated in their seats. So if we're talking about folks who are coming across our borders who aren't just looking for a good job somewhere, but perhaps they're terrorists from Iran or Russia or wherever, they're now seeing who the one armed person is on this flight. And we are creating situations that could be as bad or worse than September 11th. And it's very disturbing.
It's just so mind-boggling. We learned so many lessons from 9/11. We got a security posture that has worked pretty well for the last two decades, and here this administration and their allies seem to want to gut that for some ideological purpose. Do you think there are pilots, there are passengers, there are flight attendants, air marshals that will come out and speak about this? Are there people out there in these private industries ready to blow the whistle?
I believe there are, and I hope they will speak out. We've put a whistleblower link on my official website on the Lance Gooden U.S. House. You can Google that, and you'll find it. But we are hearing from people all over America who are sharing stories that are very uncomfortable, and we're looking into and verifying all of them. But we think there's a great deal more to this, and it's very alarming. But I think corporations, from airlines to banks to the Catholic Charities, are all involved in this, and it really needs a further look. And I think there's a lot of illegal actions going on as well.
Yeah, that's some people that called me reached out this morning. They said, this feels like an underground railroad, except the cause isn't as righteous. It is to get illegals to escape the place where they were detained or move from the place they were detained and get into the interior country without we, the taxpayer, or you, even members of Congress, knowing. How do you penetrate this? Are the nonprofits a place where Congress, a lawsuit, somebody can go and say, hey, you're a nonprofit. You shouldn't be helping illegal people move into the country. What are some of the options you think are on the table?
Well, we're working on legislation that I expect to roll out in the coming days. We're coming up on Thanksgiving, but that doesn't matter. We're still working on that. But I think it doesn't just stop at nonprofits. These public corporations are very much involved, too. You know, on the Fox News segment earlier this week, I mentioned Bank of America and AT&T.
Right.
They are just two examples of companies who encourage employee giving. And, you know, when you work for these major companies, if you donate some of your check to their fund or whatever charity it is, you can direct that money. And so when you see Catholic Charities or the Jewish Family Association or one of these other groups, the Lutherans, for example, there's a Lutheran group in San Diego that's heavily involved in this human trafficking scam. When you see these, you think that's a good cause. I'll get a nice tax deduction and send them money. And so these corporations are involved as well. And I believe they're as complicit as the charities they're supporting.
Yeah, such an important point. These corporations create the money and the capabilities for these organizations to carry out what they're doing. Will your legislation address things like the combined federal campaign where federal workers can donate? Could there potentially be a ban on federal workers donating to causes that actually assist illegal aliens moving across the country?
There absolutely should be, and that'll be something that's a part of this legislation as well. The corporate sponsors, the federal sponsors, it's a disaster. And the fact that someone could actually get a tax break for helping someone who has broken the law by entering our nation then settle into whatever area of the country they'd like is just stunning to me. And I think it's stunning to many Americans who are outraged by this.
Yeah.
And we want answers, and we want it stopped.
Yeah, no, listen, there's so many people praising you this morning for getting your hands on this and getting it into the public domain. This is probably the most tangible thing we've had from the last 9 months of border insecurity to really put your hands on it. My God, this is an organized system. And you know, the illegal alien basically gets the choice of their wish of their choices. They go. And one thing that struck me is there are these blank pre-signed documents by a Customs and Border Patrol person. And basically you fill in, it looks like you, the alien, fills in where you want to go. So, hey, I got caught in California, but in the case of the one we use today, I want to go to Louisiana. And by golly, they get you a plane ticket and the CPB has a thing you sign and you move your hearing to an unpredetermined date, you know, a non-predetermined date in the state where you want to go move to. Does that concern you that the government is facilitating this?
It's terrible. You know, I was watching the hearing yesterday in the Senate with Homeland Secretary Mayorkas, and it was just stunning to me. He is a traitor to this nation. He should absolutely resign. And, you know, federal law is pretty clear related to alien smuggling. It has provisions for inducing, transporting, and harboring people. And these are people that I witnessed being smuggled across the border and ferried out to various cities in America. And I have no idea how they've not been charged. And the problem is that there's zero chance this Biden DOJ will pursue any of this. And it's incumbent upon members of Congress like myself and the American people to really step up this fight, keep the pressure on them. And I'm really excited for these oversight hearings that I suspect we will have on day one of the new Republican Congress that we hope to usher in just over a year from now.
Yeah, well, boy, the numbers are sure looking good for Republicans right now. There's no doubt about it. There could be an avalanche. As you look out right now, you know, Mark Morgan, the former CPB commissioner, said, listen, when Mayorkas says we have a closed border, which he keeps using, and our border's closed, we got this under control, he's lying. Yeah, he's
totally
lying, isn't he? Yeah.
Absolutely.
And how complicit is Homeland in helping these nonprofits get these people to where they want to be?
Oh, I think they're not only complicit, I think they're encouraging it. And in a way, they are, these nonprofits are doing what Homeland would just assume do themselves. But since they've found fools, so to speak, that are funding this and corporations that are in on it, they're happy to sit back and let the nonprofits do the dirty work for them. And, you know, I've gotten calls from people back in my district who say, you know, Catholic Charities has really done a lot of good for our community. They're feeding the homeless and doing Meals on Wheels. And I said, yeah, that's great. Let's keep encouraging that. But some of the stuff they're doing along our southern border is criminal, and they need to be prosecuted and stopped, not necessarily in that order. I want it stopped today. And we've really got to send a message to these charities that if they're going to engage in illegal actions, then they no longer need to be in the business of providing charity. And I seek to stop that, and I think there's a pretty strong movement in Congress and across our great nation to put an end to this.
Yeah, and you would support right now. First, you want these nonprofits to stop, but you believe that there's a legal liability, a criminal liability that these nonprofits are engaged in right now. Is that correct?
Absolutely, 100%. And I'm happy to call them out, but the top three offenders that I witnessed in San Diego last week are the Lutherans, the Catholics, and the Jews. And it's tough to say those words and not be called anti-Semitic or anti-name your religion. But I think it's pretty shameful what they're doing. And I'm disgusted with their actions. And I think many of their contributors would be, too, if they had a clue. And my goal is for their contributors and the American people to have a great clue about what's happening with these charities and with these corporations that are funding them, and for people to say enough is enough, because right now they're operating in the dark. And the reason that we don't know about this before now is because they know what they're doing is wrong, and they know that if people knew about it, they'd put a stop to it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why what you brought to light is so powerful. Yeah, you know, I just want to tell our listeners, just have you tell them in your own words, because you're a congressman that went to California with your team. You actually went and witnessed these. You didn't sit in your tail in Washington and say, something's going on here. You got on a plane, you guys worked, and you went and got this. I don't think people appreciate just how much effort you put into getting this exposed. What motivated you to do this?
Well, we had some whistleblowers reach out to our office. One in San Diego who was witnessing this. They were watching Fox News one day and saw me talking about the border. And they took a chance and rolled the dice on my office, and they called us. And we listened and talked, and I said, well, this seems pretty interesting. And, you know, I'm a member of Congress from Texas, so we have our own problems on the southern border. But fortunately, our Republican-led government and state government in Texas is helping us in fighting a lot of this illegal action. And so I was interested in what I was hearing coming from California, because California is very favorable and sympathetic to illegal activity with respect to the border. And so I thought, let's check it out. And so my staff and I got on a plane last week, and we went out to San Diego. I apologize for the buzzing in the background.
That means duty calls, I believe.
Boats are coming up. But the team, and when I say the team, I mean my staff, we went there and we met, and we saw these hotels that had lied to us on the phone and said we're closed for construction or we're closed because of COVID. We saw these buses coming into these hotels and unloading people. We went into the compound, so to speak, and witnessed what I've been describing to you. And since we've revealed a lot of the things that we learned, we've heard from new people across America saying, yeah, I'm seeing this in my community. I'm seeing these planes come in. I'm seeing immigrants at the airport with packets being shuttled around on golf carts and moved through security with obviously no identification. I'm boarding flights and seeing people on there before the rest of the passengers. And people are afraid. We're going into Thanksgiving, and I don't think that people want to worry about their safety on an airplane. After what we've been through in the last 20 years, we expect to be able to fly safely. Yeah. And when you've got people coming across your border where you don't know who they are, where they're from, and they're boarding aircraft without an ID, that's pretty alarming.
It sure is. And what a public service you and your team did, sir, to get this information out there. We've been seeing these yellow packets for a long time in Manila, but you got them for the American people, and you've exposed now what's going on. And we're forever grateful. I know you got to run to a vote, so I want to thank you for making time today and for helping Just the News help, you know, share the story with the American public.
Well, I appreciate you, and we're not finished, and I encourage your listeners to contact their member of Congress. Unfortunately, if they're represented by a Democrat, it's probably a lost cause, but call their Republican members of Congress and encourage them to get on board with me in our fight to expose this and then stop this. We don't just want a news story. We want action, and we want to get legislation passed, and we want to keep putting pressure on this administration that is conducting a state-sanctioned invasion of our nation.
Yeah, absolutely, sir. I know many, many, many majority of Americans support exactly what you're talking about doing. So thanks again, sir, for your time today.
Well, thank you. God bless and take care. I appreciate your help.
Thank you, sir. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up for the day. You know what, folks? Stress may be why you can't lose weight. If you've got moderate to high stress like I do, a doctor-formulated weight loss supplement called Lean could be your solution. Chronic stress wreaks havoc on blood sugar, which can cause your body to store excess fat. Stress can also slow your metabolism, which fuels weight gain, and you know all about stress eating and sugar cravings, right? Now the good news. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, help optimize metabolism, and keep your appetite under control. Now, if your life is a bit stressful like mine and you want to lose weight, add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise lifestyle. Now get 15% off and free shipping at takelean.com. That's takelean.com and enter the promo code JustNews15. That's the promo code JustNews15 at takelean.com. One more time, takelean.com. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and it's not a substitute or alternative for care from a healthcare provider. Folks, eat stress-free this spring. How? With Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. That's great for a busy person like me. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your Springtown goals. Why do I use Factor Meals? Well, it's real simple. I'm busy, but I want to eat healthy. And if it only takes you 2 minutes, I'm all in on healthy eating. And the best part is that Factor Meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you got to do is simply heat and savor the good stuff. Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. I love asparagus. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50 and use the code justnews50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That code, one more time, is justnews50 at factormeals.com/justnews50. What are you going to do? You're going to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's a great deal. One more time. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50. Use the promo code JustNews50 for half off your first order. All right, folks, that wraps it up for the day. Many thanks for listening. A big special thanks for Congressman Gooden for working with us to help tell the story of the concierge travel package that nonprofits are giving illegal aliens in this country. Special thanks for Christopher Miller, the former acting defense secretary, who came on to give us that breaking news, the Inspector General's report, the latest death knell for truth in media. Once again, a big narrative that the mainstream media told, that the Democrats who control the mainstream media or certainly work with them closely. I don't want to say they control, that's not a fair thing, but certainly work with them closely to craft the narrative. It was blown to smithereens. The Pentagon never, ever, ever delayed the National Guard troops. It happened in lightning speed with the proper procedures, according to the Inspector General of the United States Defense Department. Keep that in mind and now go back to January 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 12th, the early hearings, and see what Democrats and the mainstream media tried to make you believe. And now compare it to the facts. Once again, bad actors in the United States news media, bad actors in the Democratic spin machine misled the American people. Let's go through some of them, right? Russia collusion, right? Lafayette Square, right? All right, and remember that was wrong. Russian bounty, that was wrong. The phone call with the Ukrainian president, oh, that was wrong. Oh, the phone call with the Georgia Secretary of State, oh, that was wrong. At some point, there needs to be a massive reckoning inside the United States media for just how bad their record of accuracy, their record of honesty, their willingness to buy one side of the story without listening to the other side. That is a problem. That's not neutrality. That is betrayal in the American media. And we, once again, a new betrayal was exposed today thanks to the Inspector General, the independent watchdogs inside the Defense Department. So lucky to have that. We'll be back tomorrow with more breaking news, more great interviews, and stay tuned. We can't wait to give you the latest. Keep an eye on Just the News. We are breaking news left and right all day long. All right, God bless and good night. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews.
Hey there, it's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.